Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Hollow is here to help. Hollow is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel, to the rosary, to daily examines, Hollow has something for everyone. Hollow is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.hollow.app/breadbox.
Light and darkness, darkness and light. Two very distinct words with very distinct meanings. Pretty clear, night and day. It's as clear as night and day. Darkness and light. And God has been speaking to us about this over the past couple of days in the daily readings. Now, I'm pretty sure there are some of you out there who don't read Catholic daily readings. I don't care if you're Catholic or not. Do a search on Catholic daily readings and sign up for something that sends you the daily readings every day, because it is the beautiful living word sent to us from God. And over the past couple of days, God has been talking to us about light and darkness. So I, by the way, sign up for usccb.org, and I receive an email first thing in the morning. And it's beautiful because it's right in my inbox. I don't have to go search for it. But I'm going to read the past two readings so that we can chat a little bit about what God is talking about in terms of light and darkness. The first one is 1 John chapter 1. Beloved, this is the message that we have heard from Jesus Christ and proclaim to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. If we say we have fellowship with him, while we continue to walk in darkness, we lie and do not act in truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, then we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of his Son Jesus cleanses us from all sin. If we say we are without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we acknowledge our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from every wrongdoing. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. My children, I am writing this to you so that you may not commit sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is expiation for our sins, and not for our sins only, but for those of the whole world. In summary, let's not be liars. Let's not say we're Christians and go out and sin. Let's make sure that when we do, because we are human and we are sinners, that we run to Jesus, the advocate of the Father, the righteous one, not just for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Okay, now let's read today's reading, which is 1 John chapter 2, verses 3 through 11. Beloved, the way we may be sure that we know Jesus is to keep his commandments. Whoever says, "I know him," but does not keep his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, the love of God is truly perfected in him. This is the way we may know that we are in union with him. Whoever claims to abide in him ought to walk just as he walked. Beloved, I am writing no new commandment to you, but an old commandment that you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word that you have heard. And yet, I do write a new commandment to you, which holds true in him and among you. For the darkness is passing away, and the true light is already shining. Whoever says he is in the light, yet hates his brother, is still in darkness. Whoever loves his brother remains in the light, and there is nothing in him to cause a fall. Whoever hates his brother is in darkness. He walks in darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Look, I'm not accusing anyone here of not walking in the light and not living truth in Jesus, because I lived most of my adult life that way. I was truly blind, and I was walking in the darkness, and frankly, I didn't even know it. But then when God showed himself to me, when I knew that Jesus was the truth, the way, and the life, that my entire way of living had to change. Everything I believed had to be altered and flipped on upside down. My entire reality as I knew it needed to change. And I remember trying to do it myself, falling and falling and falling, going back to confession, pulling my sorry, pathetic self into confession, confessing yet again the same sin, over and over again. I should really say the same sins, because I had so many. Oh, I was living a hedonistic, pleasure-filled, idolatry life. I bought every lie this world told me was going to make me happy, going to make me successful. And that's very difficult to turn your entire life around. So I understand to those out there who are fighting sin. I have a lot of people that I mentor who are battling perpetual sin. And I know where you are coming from. I just want to say, the light overcomes the dark. Jesus will overcome the sins. And I hate to be so simplistic, but the answer is very simple. The answer is Jesus. If we can only humble ourselves and ask him to take away these sins in our lives, or if we're not ready to let go of those sins, ask him to change our heart so that we do have the desire to take away those sins, he will slowly but surely work on us. Who knows? You might have a miraculous healing like I did with my drug addiction. You never know how God's going to work. He worked real slow with me on a couple of things, and then he worked immediately on others. So your walk with God is unique, but you got to walk with him. You got to ask him into your mess. Ask him to change the darkness to his light. I honestly look at people who profess to be Christians and who so maybe or maybe not, I don't know everyone's heart, but act not like a Christian. And that was me. I was one of those people that I knew there was a God. I couldn't stop talking about him. I couldn't stop crying every time I would share my, I still do cry when I share my confession story. And yet at the same time, I was swearing like a truck driver. I had such a potty mouth. I was a raunchy person. I was partying like a rock star. I was talking behind people's backs. I wasn't loving thy neighbor. I wasn't a Christian at heart. I knew in my head that God existed and that he transformed my life in a certain way. I started going to Mass, not knowing what it was about, not understanding what the Bible was, not taking any step toward making my life a life walking with God, figuring out how to pray, bringing God into my life, none of that. So it's a journey, my friends. But I want to say that we have to walk it with him. I think all too often we get busy and we rely on ourselves. But we still need to try. We still need to reach out to him every single day. Because he will beat the darkness. The darkness doesn't win as long as we don't invite the darkness in. If every single day we say, Lord Jesus, please fill me with your light, your holiness, your purity, your love, your peace, transform me, heal me, sanctify me, Lord. Every single day, all throughout the day, especially when we're facing that temptation or that sin, even if it's venial, if it's a vice, we're ready to snap at someone, quickly judge someone, talk about someone behind their backs. That's where we need to call on God. Lord, I want to be like you. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't want to be a liar. I want to truly walk in your light and bring that light to everyone, so that they too can find the peace and the love in you that surpasses all understanding in all circumstances. Let's call out to Jesus for his light today, so that we can dial up our light in ourselves and beam it on others. Alrighty, everyone, I love you all. Have a blessed and inspired day. Take care.
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.